Om Shanti. 31st December 2003. Point number 16. Mic means. Explanation. A mic is someone in whose sound there is power. Such a person is called a mic. Even if someone is a president or prime minister, if his sound has no power, he is not a mic. A mic is someone who has the power in his sound. Prepare such mics. In some way, that person should make that sound without hesitation. Such mics are needed, not mics who do something just for their own community. A mic with a very loud sound is needed. So, this is a Murli of 31st December 2003. Baba is telling us to bring mics. And mic is someone in whose sound there is power. Such a mic, such a person is called mic. Even if someone is president or prime minister, if his sound has no power, he is not a mic. A mic is someone who has power in his sound. Prepare such mics. In some way, that person should make that sound without hesitation. Such mics are needed. Not mics who do something just for their own community. A mic with a very loud sound is needed. So Baba is telling about mic. Bring mics. Who are mics? Mic means what? Those who are famous, those who are influential, those who have got some authority, those who are having popularity amongst masses. These people, pivotal role they have got in the management, administration of the country. So Baba is telling us to bring such mics, and mic doesn't mean the person only of high status, like even if a president or prime minister is there, but if his sound or her sound has got no power, that is not a mic. That person is not a mic. So mic means a very influential person. In English we call it great guns. Such great guns, great shots, big shots are known as mics. What are such mics in India and in the world? We will just make a list of 10 each. What are the mics in India? What are the influential persons in India in 2017, as of now, as of this date? If these people come in Gyan, then looking at them, many others would follow. So what are those 10? Their list is endless. We can make a big list also, but we will just take out 10 people from different fields. One from politics, one from films, one from sports, few from social activities, social like that. So what are they? Who are they? Narendra Modi, yes. He is the first. He is the influential person, big banana. He is the influential person who, if he comes in Gyan, looking at him, the entire country, the entire politics of this country would change. Long, long ago, after the Battle of Kalinga, Emperor Ashok adopted Buddhism. And because of that, the religion of Buddha, which was fast fading, again regained power. It was Emperor Ashok, he was responsible for the propagation of that religion. After the death of the Battle of Kalinga, when he saw so much death, misery, suffering, about 2 lakh people died. He saw that massacre. He saw that devastation. So many soldiers deported. All this had such a great impact on his mind that he utterly changed. Chand Ashok, they used to call him earlier. Very cruel, outrageous. And he changed himself totally. He turned towards Buddhism. He adopted Buddhism. Though he did not preach it publicly, but he adopted himself first of all. And then he sent messengers, and his was the greatest of all the kingdoms. The first emperor in India, the first emperor of undivided India, Chandragupta Maurya, and then Bimbisar. But both of these emperors could not conquer Kalinga any time. It was only Ashoka who conquered Kalinga. But that battle was so horrible that after that battle he was absolutely disappointed. And then he adopted a path, the path of non-violence. He adopted Buddhism. And his kingdom was extending far towards the Egypt, to South, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, one side Bay of Bengal, the greatest undivided kingdom ever, the first undivided kingdom ever in India. So that it's he who adopted that religion. He was sort of what Baba says, Mike. He became a Mike that time. Otherwise, religion of Buddha was already going into forgetfulness. It was already, people were trying to drive it out of India, because that religion was against Hinduism, against scriptures, against the casteism. So many things were there. So, but he came back and he propagated it like anything. He sent missionaries here, there, everywhere, to far land of China, Burma, Tibet, all those regions. And that's why, if Buddhism had not got a mic like Chakravarti and Samrat Ashoka, that religion would have faded long back. In the similar manner, Baba is telling us to prepare mics. So one is Narendra Modi, second is Ramdev Baba. Yes, if he adopts Brahma Kumaris, 2 days back only in Murli it was there. If they adopt, their followers would leave. They would understand, yes, they have started going to Brahma Kumaris. So why we should go to him? We will also go directly to Brahma Kumaris. So they will lose their followers and their following. So, Ramdev Baba. Third, Amitabh Bachchan. He had a great following. He had a great following. So, from film side, it's difficult. But yes, we can take all these are religious leaders. It's less likely that they will, but yes, you can include their names. There are so many, all the spiritual institutions and their heads, but leaving them, barring them, some other. And Sachin Tendulkar from sports, yes. Then Kiran, what is she or he? She, I don't know. Okay, then tell some. Anna Hazare. Anna Hazare, Ratan Tata, Mukesh Ambani. Now no more, but Vijay Lalita was one such person who had a large following. So these are the from different fields, from sports, from films, from politics. Some spiritual activists like Anna Hazare, we said. Then Baba said, bring mics. If they come, this will change the politics of India or the face of India in different grounds. Then, yes. But we want those people who have very strong influence on the public. One of them is this Bhagwat, RSS chief. What is his first name? Mohan. Yeah, he had a very great influence. It's, I think, because of their support in 2014 that BJP came into power. So this Mohan Bhagwat is a strong person. Amit Shah is also a very strong person. There's one more governor of this Reserve Bank. I forgot his name. He has very strong. Raghavan. Yes, Raghavan. He's a governor. He's very influential. Very strong. These are those big shots. If they come in this knowledge, it will be a great service. Then, of course, chief ministers and others, so many are there, but still we are thinking of some particular person. Then, then all ministers for that matter. Then, anybody else? One Ajit Seth is there, I don't know, but his name is included in that top 10 influential people in India. No, these are there, like there are so many now then. If you talk of the spiritual heads like that, Jagat Guru, Sadguru is there, Isha Foundation. Then Shankara, Shri Ravi Shankar is there. Then this Yogada Satsang Society, one lady is there, she is the head. Then Divine Light Society, there is one head. All these are there, Shankaracharyas are there. So heads of all the spiritual institutions, but they all are there. Kailash Satyarthi. So these are the people. Yeah, he is one of the names. That one, who was on fast for a long time. But does she have following? Following means followers. No, we don't want such people who exercise a great power over people. Such people we want. Those are known as mics. Baba said, even Prime Minister, President is not a mic. But yes, Narendra Modi is a mic. Not because he is Prime Minister, but he is mic. So, these are the Indians. Now, what are the international personalities who can become mic? And if they become mic, then yes, there would be a revelation in one way. Barack Obama first, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. These are the three mics. Then, Elizabeth. She is old now. She is very old. Prince Charles. Pope Francis and Pope Benedict VI. Pope Francis, Pope Benedict VI, Dalai Lama. Then, Ronaldo. Football, but he is playing nowadays? No knowledge. Okay, Ronaldo is a great player, of course. Then, so he can be from sports. Then, Malala? Yeah. Then, Putin, yes. Vladimir Putin. Then, and, so many are there. Who? Tell names. Those who can become Mike. Prince? Talal? I have not heard. Okay. Then, Bill Gates? Stephen Hawking? Then, so some of the people. President of China, what is his name? He is very influential. Yeah. What is his name? Mars? Facebook owner, yes. Jin Jinping. So he is also there. Then? There is somebody from North Korea also. Yeah. There is somebody from North Korea. Kim Kyong. So these are, again, any other field throughout the world. Shakira. Hafiz Saeed. So, Julia. Robert, yes. Angela. Angelia. She is also there. So these are the list of people. But now, how to bring them? How to make them mic? Now that is another question. What is the way? Yes. It was at the back of my mind. I couldn't recall it. Yes, she is the one. Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, she exercises. Yeah. She already has. Then, George, Michael. Okay, so now these are the people. What to do with them? How to make them mic? Unke go in their dreams. They tell some different things. Mayavati, you can say. I am not very sure of other ministers, but Mayavati, yes. She exercises a control. Yes, strong control. Not that much. Mayavati more. Then, now what to do? Don't tell those going in dreams and all that. Do some practical things. That are there, that comes under mental service, but some service which we can do definitely so that they become mic. And we already are doing, it's not that we are not doing. So, first is to bring them to Madhuban an invitation, warm, cordial invitation to Madhuvan. If you can bring them here, that itself becomes service. That is one. Then, to call them to center for any program, one is Madhuvan, another is center. Then, to involve them in some activity, some bigger activities, to take them their support, then what can we do? To do their mental service in the morning and evening, to give them sakash and all those things are one thing, but some physical things, what we can do? First of all, bring them in our contact. Yeah. Because people don't think that when we sit in meditation that we are doing any service. They want to see when you work for the poor, when you give blood donation, tree plantation, they call this as service. They don't think that if you sit in the meditation, you are doing great service. Suppose there is an earthquake or there is some flood, and as it had happened long back in this Uttarakhand when there was a flood, and a team from hospital had gone. So when we reached that center, so they were so relieved, the center people, because they said that we were just doing meditation. But people never thought this is a seva. Then, unless and until you do something which is very much visible and palpable, then only people call this at seva. Physical service, that is what they call service. Otherwise they say they don't do any service. You have to show this. Today Murli is Vardhan only, the same as slogan. Prashna, I think, question, answer. It's like you are social workers, spiritual social workers. So we have to serve them, we have to give a proof to them that we are doing this service. Then only they will get attracted. Like these many youths have done this, 100 youths have done this. We have these many wings. These wings are, yeah, de-addiction. This is one thing, disaster management, de-addiction, tree plantation, blood donation, health camps. These are the things which people call as service. And they get attracted. They would prefer to come as a chief guest in such program. Less likely that they come as a chief guest in our yoga bhatti. Then, beach cleaning. Yeah, cleaning activities. Yeah, of course. Choose to become. Okay. For traffic control. Okay. Yeah. So these are the some of the ways, these are the some of the projects, workshops, seminars we can conduct, some activities, some projects, and we can call them as a chief guest. Because that will be an opportunity for them to enter this institution or this yagya. That will become a gate. Then, what are the other ways we create mics? Baba is telling, prepare mics. What can we do? By showing them our work, what we are doing. Though this is little of making a show off, though spirituality is all about doing everything in a hidden manner, but Baba himself is telling here, ki show, go to the government and show what you are doing. Different wings you have, show them. Vihasa, okay. How will you attract mics through that? Yeah, character making. So, think of all the mics you know of and every day give them sakash in the morning. If you know names, if you know forms, just immerse them and give them sakash. That could include anything, heads of all the institutions, spiritual institution, all the ministers, chief of army, navy, air force. It could be anything. All the topmost from the Tinsel world, film industry, all those people. Because they have a lot of influence. If they come, many would follow them. Because people are always anxious, they want to know what is happening to them. Like they are worried or anxious or very inquisitive about what is happening in one film star's life, whether he got married or not married. They want to know that. They search. So if anything personal happens in their life, especially such a turning point that they turned towards some spiritual institution, they wanted to know more about it. And probably if that is a soul from this deity world, that soul will come to this knowledge. So emerging those souls, talking with those souls, giving vibrations to those souls, reminding those souls of their inheritance, about this knowledge, about everything, that is an Amrit Vela service. And throughout the day also trying to increase our contacts and relationships with such souls through somebody. Maybe if you know their secretary or somebody like that, we can always invite those souls and bring them here. Okay, so this was a very short and little different paragraph today about mics. Om Shanti.